tough Australian with a great game plan. You can't take those shots to the temple like that if you're Teofimo. Throughout the entire night, Campos is circling around, fighting in the middle of the ring. Teofimo Lopez coming with the aggression, coming back. Both of them going left and right with the same punches.
And then in round 10.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming back there with a clip from the George Kambosos fight last night. Of course, round number 10. Wow, Kambosos got dropped, but he came back and won the next two rounds. You can't do that too often in a boxing match, but he did it last night. Of course, now we take it to the East Coast and bring in the, wow, the Bronx Bomber himself. Talk about Mr. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer Jr. And, sir, 115-112 was all I had it. How did you have it?
I had just about the same. I would say 7-5 for George Kambosos. And this morning I had some omelets, you know, for that egg on my face because I was certainly in the room, being very dismissive about Kambosos as a real threat. And I was dead wrong. I mean, George Kambosos, fought the fight of his life, beat the champ in every form. You know, he was the showman. He was bolo punching Lopez. He was frustrating him. He had an educated jab. He was not in awe of the moment at all. And he really took it. He took the title from him. And it was a really, really good night for boxing. And that's why we watch, you know. I mean, we can analyze this, analyze that, and look ahead to, oh, you know, Lopez and Garcia, Lopez and Tank. That's down the drain right now, at least for the moment. You know, George Kambosos is the king of the lightweight division. And at 13-1 odds, that's, you know, I hope somebody was smarter than me and bet the underdog.
You know, and bottom line was, you know, here's why I sort of started leaning towards away from Mr. Lopez in the last couple of weeks. And I sort of felt it because of the fact that he had to make weight so many different times. They canceled this fight 6 times, 3 or 4 times. It was real close to fight time. In other words, he's coming down in weight. So I'm saying to myself, you know, this is like he's had to have 5 or 6 camps in a row. You know what I'm saying? And now the other guy's got nothing to lose. He's a challenger. He's coming. He's got a different attitude. Teofimo had weight woes. We knew that 135 pounds was not easy for him. Although I think if you got a dietitian, it'd be easy for him because he's not bigger than Kambosos. He's not taller than Kambosos, although heavier in the muscle department. But the bottom line was, you know, Tio screamed. We've got some other clips about that, screaming about not being able to make 135 pounds, coming up with a whole lot of excuses. I got the impression he was he sounded like a little spoiled brat last night when it was over with.
Absolutely. You know, he certainly did. You know, I mean, we've seen fighters. He's not the first, and he won't be the last of guys in the ring, you know, thinking, hey, you know, they got the wrong end of a decision. But his face, I mean, his face was, you know, told the story. I mean, what? It was a pretty clean fight. You know, there wasn't any headbutts, not much inside fighting. I mean, that's leather, man.
Wait. There was one round, though, when Lopez went back to the round, and he had definitely gotten beaten in that round. I said to myself, I wrote it down, 10-9 Kambosos. And the father says to him, you won that round, too. Wait. Two, meaning T-O-O, like also. There weren't too many alsos for me with him. What was the father doing? Is this another example of a father shouldn't be in a corner?
You know, that's the easy thing to say, but we can't dismiss the fact that working with his dad got him to where he was. I mean, his father was the guy in the corner against Lomachenko, and something, I mean, I'm not in their camp, you know, and I don't have much insight with them, you know, but you could tell something wasn't right, you know, with Lopez. And I don't want to take away from Kambosos, you know. A few months back, he had said some things on social media that he was going through depression and that he even had thoughts of suicide. And it's been documented, the drama with his mother.
He's got thoughts of suicide today, maybe, too.
You know what? I mean, we say it flippantly, but if he was saying the truth, then absolutely. I mean, how can you sleep last night, you know, knowing that everything that you had was taken away from you in about an hour.
No. It wasn't taken. No. See, here's what's up. It wasn't really taken away from him. He sort of gave it up. There's a difference. It wasn't taken away from him. He gave it up. He lost that fight. He was clear about it. And when he went on and bragged about, boasted about, you know, I won this fight. I mean, his eye was hanging open. He was lucky it wasn't, that cut didn't take place a little earlier. The fight probably might have been stopped. That cut was a bad, bad cut. I mean, he had a horrible, horrible evening. And I think he should be happy he came out on top. I mean, as far as vertically concerned, standing up, because at the end of the night, he was a beaten guy, decisively beaten guy. Now, we've got a guy in the new champion, Kambosos, who says he's going to Las Vegas to take on Devin Haney. Right on! And Oscar De La Hoya shooting texted him last night saying, hey, let's talk Ryan Garcia. But he says he wants Devin Haney. This kid's got chutzpah. I love it. Not chutzpah, real guts. He's going after Haney.
The world is his oyster, man. I mean, he now is the shot caller. I mean, the one thing you know about Kambosos, he can take those titles and get an easy defense back home in Australia and probably do a big live gate, you know. And Teofimo Lopez, who is very, you know, he is not shy. He was very, you know, he's a blowhard. His father, too. There was no rematch clause. Teofimo Lopez should have humbled himself. That's the biggest problem is, it seems that he's the boss in everything. And someone should have tapped him in the shoulder. There was no manager. This is when you get it, when you have a real good manager and whispers in his ear, shut up. Kambosos said, hey, man, let's do it. 80,000 people back at home. He should have been kissing Kambosos' fanny after that fight and hold his feet to the fire and say, sure, let's do it. Because that's the only way he's going to get his get back. You know, he has to humble himself. And he received some humble pie last night. And, you know, he, instead of giving Kambosos credit, he comes off as being a big baby, whining, like you said, you know, saying that he got robbed. And Kambosos, the world is his oyster. I can see a big money fight, him and Ryan Garcia, which probably makes the most sense, as opposed to fighting Haney. We might be a little riskier.
No. But he says he wants to go through Devin Haney first. I like the approach. In other words, he's willing to fight these guys. And listen, if he's got the wherewithal to go out there and call out Devin Haney, he said he was getting on a plane to Las Vegas to take on Devin Haney. I kid you not. The kid wasn't, he wasn't going back to Sydney. He was going to Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, listen, like I said, he can call the shots. Also, remember, Javante Davis has a fight coming up. I'm sure that's enough. You know, whatever makes the most dollars makes the most sense. I believe he's promoted by Lou DiBella. DiBella and Heyman have had great relationships in the past. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a fight that happens also. I mean, it's Kambosos' world right now, and we're living in it, and he's the man right now.
Hey, but wait, let's go. There has been a... How can I put this? I haven't heard a fair-skinned guy talk the kind of smack that he talked in a long, long time. I mean, he was bold. He was to the point. He was brash. And guess what? He delivered.
Yeah, you know, he was. He really was. He, you know, he was confident. He had sparring with Manny Pacquiao. He credits that. You know,
200-something rounds.
Yeah, he was a chief sparring partner for him. I saw on social media this morning, Pacquiao giving him all the praise and credit, you know, happy for him. You know, the guy really had, you know, I don't know if we'll ever see him perform like that again.
Oh, yeah. I think you will. I think this is the beginning of something good. I'm not trying to say maybe he can beat the levels of Ryan Garcia and or Devin Haney, but he will definitely be competitive with them. Now, one last thing before I let you go. Do you have this guy's home phone number, Don Trella? The judge has scored at 114 to 113. I mean, you live in that area. Can you call him up for me and tell him that he either needs cataract surgery or he should never judge again, one or the other?
Yeah, I think his two colleagues saved him, you know, because that was not a cool card. At worst, you could have called it a draw, but there's no way.
No, you couldn't. You see that? No, you're giving him a way out. That's not cool. There was no way that was a draw. Absolutely no way. I mean, no way. Anyway, at the end of the day, we have a new lightweight champion. He's got a bit of an attitude. I think that's good. Of course, the former lightweight champion had an attitude as well, but he wasn't able to transfer that attitude into a successful title defense. So shame on him. Of course, the new champion, George Kambosos. Speaking of new champions, how's Sebastian doing?
He's doing good. He's got a little bit of a cold, but you know, he's all right. He's you know, there's the growing pains, but he's doing great.
How old is he now?
He's actually 10 and a half months.
Congratulations, man.
In that year. Yeah.
We're talking about Socrates Palmer's baby boy. I mean, bouncing baby boy. Anyway, man, I wish you all the best. Have a good week. Take care of the family. And keep saying, you know, this was a great night for boxing. It was a great week for boxing. I think so.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you can make the argument the performance of the year was Kambosos.
Fighter of the year, George Kambosos. I'll go with that. Hey, my special compadre on the radio of the year, Socrates Palmer, I'll go with that as well. Bottom line is, Sock, have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me on.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Of course, we are coming to you on Veev TV, and the Twitch.tv thing is up and rolling, but who knows if it's going to really, you know, Twitch. You're tuned to Ring Talk and WBC TV.